How soon did you know that you were going to get swapped out there?
What's that?
How soon did you know about were you ahead of time about you coming out?
Oh, yeah, I was game plan stuff.
You knew today, earlier this week, yesterday, when were you informed about that?
So like I said, it was game plan stuff. So, throughout the course of the week, we worked different things and go over our plan. That was part of our plan.
What happened in the second half? Was it just kind of settling in?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Just, as an offense, we settled in, made some adjustments at halftime, which was good to see, and went out and played well in the second half and competed.
Does it disrupt your personal rhythm to know that you're going to be swapped out?
I've been through it before in college. So. What's that?
So no? Is the answer no?
I mean, anytime you have, quarterbacks coming in and out, especially in cold weather, kind of. It gets difficult sometimes, but, it's not an excuse or anything like that for the way we played.
Why do you think you guys weren't as productive early on?
I don't know. Just one of those games, I guess, things weren't going our way early on. Usually we're able to, get out to some early leads, and, unfortunately that didn't happen. I thought New York, played well early on. They played well throughout the whole course of the game, but they really got up on us, and but like I said, I was proud of the way we fought there at the end and made those adjustments and came out, and played well in the second half.
On that touchdown pass to Streeter, was that intended for him? There's a lot of traffic there.
Yeah, it was just the second part of my read. Just kind of tried to jam it in there, and Rod made a great play and great run after the catch.
Obviously, the Jets knew you were going to be passing there in the second half. What were you seeing out of their secondary that you gassed them for a few big plays there?
Yeah, I thought my wideouts made some good plays there. I mean, even when we did have some success, they were still there. They played great, defensively today. I thought, their secondary did a great job of being on our wideouts all day, I thought. You're going to have days like that, and I'm proud of the way the wideouts, went up after the ball and made some good plays for me. I don't look at that at all. It's a loss, and it's frustrating and disappointing, and you can say the experience thing and learning process, and that's just a bunch of excuses. I think it's another loss, at the end of the day, regardless of who wants to say that, but we do have to get better. We have 3 games left, and a big one next week at home, so we have to be ready for it.
Has it become increasingly difficult to compartmentalize these losses now that it's 3 in a row? Like, how do you quell the frustration from building on top?
We can be sad, disappointed tonight, frustrated, watch the film, learn from our mistakes, but tomorrow's Monday, and, we have an opponent on Sunday, and, they're not, when we take the field, they're not going to care, if we have 3 losses in a row, 3 wins in a row, it really doesn't matter. After tonight, and we have to start focusing on next week.
Moving forward, if anything positive you can take out of the second half? I mean, obviously a loss, but the way you guys play the offense to hold.
Again, like I said earlier, I thought the adjustments we made at halftime was a good thing to see. I thought, the way we continue to fight and do everything we can there to get it close there in the end was a good thing to see. So, we just got to keep improving.
Family here today for you. Does that make it more disappointing or not?
I mean, win or lose are going to be there for you, and they always have been. But it is disappointing. Anytime you lose a game, it's difficult.
Thank you.